till I get under your skin, and the wall comes tumbling down, and you finally let me in. I'm break into your.
Still Beam of Phone Medford music right there from Iggy Pop. The rock and roll legend turns 70 years old today, folks. That is incredible, and he's still going strong. Happy birthday, Iggy Pop. I had a pleasure of seeing him during his tour for post-pop depression, and it was something else. I haven't seen a show like that in quite some time. Anyway, Iggy Pop right there, Break Into Your Heart, and that's off of his 2016 album. As I just mentioned, post-pop depression, and the man himself turned 70 years old today. Music up ahead from Greyhounds, Austin, Texas duo, played you a live track called Hot Sauce. Yeah, I love that song so much. And that is off of their live album, Heaven on Earth. And word on the street is that Greyhounds are working on a new album, which we will have soon. And they will be back on tour. And they'll be in our area. And I'll keep you posted because I'm excited about that news. Joe Fletcher and The Wrong Reasons up ahead of that. Track called In the Woods off the 2010 release, White Lighter. And he is going to be playing, well, they will be playing at Dreamway Lodge in Beckett, Massachusetts, May 19th. And Joe Fletcher and The Wrong Reasons will be here in our neck of the woods at Woods Tavern in Cambridge on May 20th. And Joe Fletcher and The Wrong Reasons are fantastic live. So put that one in your calendar, folks, at Woods Tavern here in our area. It's Cambridge, May 20th. REM up ahead of that, Moral Kiosk from their 83 debut album, Murmur, and Max Gomez, Run From You. And that's off of his 2012 debut release, Rule the World. This is the Music Savage Show. I'm your host, Ryan D. It's the top of the hour, which means only one thing. It's time for the WMFO and Music Savage Show Song of the Week. And this week it comes to us and to you from Leeds band Golden Age of TV. Enjoy.
Don't mind if you're gonna break it all to pieces. Hold my hand, I'll make those eggs over easy, just the way you like. You give my hip that grip, then lets me know that you need me. This life doesn't always have to be so hard. So why don't we get it right at the start? Trying to point out what's wrong. That's when you walk up and say you love me all alone. Our life doesn't always have to be so hard. So why don't we get it right? Can we hang a little, just love a little? Won't you hold on to me? Please hang a little, love a little, hold on, hold to me.
and someone to drive around town. I need someone to love when the chips are down. Someone you're not, if that's the river that you wanna cross, you can choose the life of a bohemian, or you can choose the material world. But all I need is somewhere to lay my head on. Need someone to love in the middle of the day. I need someone to be, someone to drive around. Someone love when the chips are down.
Music Savage Show. Music right there from Woods. Love is Love. It's the title track off the Brooklyn Band's 10th album. Out today, my friends. April 21st. It is on the band's own label, Woodsist. So check it out. It was a hot track on Music Savage a week or two back. We are big fans of the band, and it's nice that they are back. 10 albums going strong. Again, Woods, a track called Love is Love. Their album is called Love is Love. It's their 10th, and it is out today, April 21st, on their Woodsist label. The Kooks up ahead of that, Around Town, off the Brighton Band's 2014 release, Listen, All Boy, All Girl, doing Housewarming. That's the single from the New York-based seven-piece band. 2016 album, Slag Room. Up ahead of that, The Suffers doing Peanuts, and that's from the Houston band's 2016 self-titled release. And they're playing this weekend at the first ever High Water Festival in Charleston, South Carolina. That is the brand new festival curated by Carrie Ann Hurst and Michael Trent of Shovels and Rope. And it looks like it's going to be a really good time. And it's sold out, not there this year, but maybe next year. And up ahead of that, kicking off the set with the WMFO Music Savage Show Song of the Week comes to you from Leeds band, The Golden Age of TV. Their terrific new single is called Dust. And if you want to hear it again, all you have to do is head over to WMFO, click on the blog, and check out all of the songs of the week, including the new one. Again, The Golden Age of TV, track called Dust. All right, my friends, let's keep it going. You want to know an album that came out 25 years ago today? Well, it was the Beastie Boys, Check Your Head.
This next one is the first song on our new album. We'll be right back.
brother. Listen very close, cause I don't like to boast. Instead, I tell the tale of the French who prevailed over Mr. Crazy Rabbits who were always on his tail. Rent ain't on sale, your roomie starts to wail. Get caught with stolen goods, then you will go to jail. If you go to jail, then who will pay the bail? They put you back to France on a ship with a sail. Escargo, Lucy and you eat snails.
Hey, yo, Tip, what's wrong with snails?
From the Zulu Nation, from a town called Paris. Yeah. Came to America to find liberty. Uh-huh. Instead of finding pleasure, all your family's misery. Mm-hmm. But listen, Lucy, and you have a friend in me. What? Oh, luck will drive your butt batty. Yeah. Next time you fix some wheels, make it a caddy. In terms of doing good, I know you wish you really could. But listen, brother man, I really think you can succeed with the breed of the brothers who you back. Yeah. It's the creme de la creme, and you can vouch for that. It'll take a minute, Rice, so take my advice. Trust in us, thus you trust in your life. Lucy and you should know. Ready, Lou? This one is for you. Coming from a true blue, fits like a shoe. Come on, start to stare, or come on, tell it, vous. Lucien, I'll leave it up to you.
Voulez-vous? Rendez-vous? Coucou? Les poupous?
Watch that last, gonna backlash fast. Can you get a grip on the crackhead dip? Sold you a paper bag, guess he saw you coming. VCR from a neck bone bumming. $10, brother, he was humming and strumming. Only had 20, he was living like a slumming. Gave him the money, well, I thought that was something. Looking like a kid who was lost in crumming. Don't worry about a thing, I won't get specific. This is a song that is long and prolific. Think of the stuff that I said if you can. Figure it out, compute, understand. No problemo, I'll help you with your demo. If you go to the store for me, Lucien, I'm just kidding, you should know. You gotta get a grip on the missions you be taking. Not so much the mission, but you got crazy ignition. Sure, the sugar babies wanna give you a chance with the French savoir-faire and the sexy glance. But is she really fly, or is she a guy? I won't ask why, cause I know that you try. You try too hard, is that the answer to the riddle? Instead of doing so much, why don't you do just a little? Boy, what a cat, I guess we shouldn't treat him bad. In fact, it would be nice if we understood him right. A case of positioning the feet in the shoes. Sympathetic reason in the case of the blues. Lucien is blue, even though he's really brown. I had to make the sound, his life is too profound. On the up and up, he's something like a little pup. Young and naive, it's hard to believe. As long as you're strong, you can quest with the questers. Jolly like a jumping bean or a jester. Lucy, and you should know.
Have you ever met a girl that you tried to date, but a year to make love, she wanted you to wait? Let me tell you a story of my situation. I was talking to this girl from the U.S. nation. The way that I met her was on tour at a concert. She had long hair and a short miniskirt. I just got on stage dripping, pouring with sweat. I was walking through the crowd, and guess who I met? I whispered in her ear, come to the picture booth so I can ask you some questions to see if you're 100 proof. I asked her name, she said blah, blah, blah. She had 9-10 pants and a very big bra. I took a couple of foot since she was enthused. I said, how do you like the show? She said I was very amused. I started throwing bass, she started throwing back mid-range. But when I sprung the question, she acted kind of strange. Then when I asked, do you have a man? She tried to pretend. She said, no, I don't. I only have a friend. Come on, I'm not even going for it. It's what I'm going to say.
You got what I need. But you say he just a friend. And you say he just a friend. Oh, baby, you
problems working for it at this time. I thought just having a friend couldn't be no crime. Cause I have friends, and that's a fact. Like Agnes, Agatha, Jermaine, and Jack. Forget about that, let's go into the story about a girl named blah 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 that adore me. So we started talking, getting familiar, spending a lot of time so we can build a relationship or some understanding how it's gonna be in the future we was planning. Everything sounded so dandy and sweet. I had no idea I was in for a treat. After this was established, everything was cool. The tour was over and she went back to school. I called every day to see how she was doing. Every time that I called her, it seemed something was brewing. I called her room, a guy picked up, and then I called her again. I said, yo, who is that? Oh, he's just a friend. Don't give me that. Don't even give me that. You bust this.
You got what I need. But you say he's just a friend. And you say he's just a friend. Oh, baby, you got what I need. But you say he's just a friend. But you say he's just a friend. Oh, baby, you got what I need. But you say he's just a friend. But you say he's just a friend.
So I came to her college on a surprise visit to see my girl that was so exquisite. It was a school day. I know she was there the first semester of the school year. I went to a gate to ask where was a dorm. This guy made me fill out a visitor's form. He told me where it was, and I was on my way to see my baby doll, I was happy to say. I arrived in front of the dormitory. Yo, could you tell me where is door 3? They showed me where it was for the moment. I didn't know I was in for such an event. So I came to a room and opened the door. Oh, snap! Guess what I saw? I felt a tongue kissing my girl in the mouth. I was so in shock, my heart went down south. So please listen to the message that I sent. Don't ever talk to a girl who says she just has a friend. Has a friend. Has a friend. Has a friend. Has a friend.
Yo, Rockin', what's up? Yo, I'm doing the knowledge, E, man. I'm trying to get paid in full. Well, check this out. Since Norby Walters is our agency, right?
True.
Kara Lewis is our agent.
Word up.
Zakiya and Forth and Broadway is our record company.
Indeed.
Okay, so who we rolling with then?
We rolling with Rush.
Our Rush Town Management. So check this out. Since we talking over this deaf beat right here that I put together, I want to hear some of them deaf rhymes. You know what I'm saying? And together, we can get paid in full.
Paid in full.
Full. Full.
Of a master plan. Cause ain't nothing but sweat inside my hand. So I dig into my pocket, all my money spent. So I get deeper, but still coming up with lint. So I start my mission, leave my residence, thinking how could I get some dead presidents. I need money. I used to be a stick-up kid, so I think of all the devious things I did. I used to roll up, this is a hole up. Ain't nothing funny, stop smiling, you still don't nothing move but the money. But now I learn to earn cause I'm righteous. I feel great, so maybe I might just search for a 9-to-5. If I strive, then maybe I stay alive. So I walk up the street, whistling this, feeling out of place, cause man, do I miss a pen and a paper, a stereo, a taper. Me and Eric being a nice big plate of fish, which is my favorite dish. But without no money, it's still a wish. Cause I don't like to dream about getting paid. So I dig into the books of the rhymes that I made. So now it's a test to see if I got pulled. Hit the studio, cause I'm paid in full.
Akim, check this out. Yo, you go to your girl house and I go to mine, cause my girl is definitely mad cause it took us too long to do this album.
Yo, I hear what you're saying, so let's just pump the music up and count our money.
Yo, but check this out. Yo, Eli, turn the bass down and just let the beat keep on rocking.
And we outta here.
Yo, what happened to Peace?
Peace.
Cali, Cali. I'm going back to Cali. I don't think so. I'm going back to Cali, Cali, Cali. I'm going back to Cali. I don't think so. Going back to Cali, styling, profiling, smiling, and smiling while in the sun. The top is down on the black Corvette, and it's fly cause it's sitting on the beat. One steering wheel plushed out, gold leaf phantom top, and three girls waiting. Push play. Cali, Cali, Cali. Cali, yeah, y'all, I don't think so. Surprising, advising, realizing she's sizing me up. Her bikini small, heels tall. She said she liked the ocean. She showed me a beach, gave me a peach, and pulled out the suntan lotion. Now, I was fast, but this girl was faster. She was looking for a real good time. I said, close your eyes, I got a surprise. Bottle of wine.
That's right. LL Cool J right there. Going back to Cali. Ending my little hip-hop set. It's off his third studio album, Walking with a Panther. You're going to have that stuck in your head all day, and you're welcome. Eric B. and Rakim up ahead of that. One of my favorite hip-hop songs of all time, Paid in Full. And that's the title track off of the duo's 1987 debut release. Biz Markie up ahead of that with Just a Friend. And that is off of his 1989 album, The Biz Never Sleeps. A Tribe Called Quest, Luck of Lucian. And that's off of their 1990 debut, People's Instinctive Travels and the Paths of Rhythm. And the Beastie Boys up ahead of that, Jimmy James, off one of the greatest hip-hop albums of all time, which was released 25 years ago today, 1992's Check Your Head. Two points of interest on this album. This was Mario Caldado Jr.'s, a.k.a. Mario C., and you hear them always calling out Mario C. This album, Check Your Head, was his first fully co-produced album. So he was an engineer on Paul's Boutique, and then he co-produced Check Your Head, and he went on to produce their other albums as well. And this was the first album the trio played their own instruments on since their early punk rock EPs. So it was very monumental. Paul's Boutique broke, you know, in 1989 with all the sampling, and it became an album that was underrated when it came out, but now it's a classic. And Check Your Head, with the boys getting their instruments and getting them a little more like punky, grungy, hip-hop sound, it's one of my favorite albums. And again, I played you Jimmy James, Beastie Boys. Check Your Head came out 25 years ago on this day. All right, my friends, I'm very excited about this. Our very own Julie Rhodes has a brand new song. It is coming out today, and it is so good. It is a live staple of her show. And if you haven't seen her live, you know that we are big fans of hers here at WMFO and a Music Savage. Her live show with her and her band is always something special. And I am very excited to be able to play for you a brand new track from Miss Julie Rhodes. It is, it's going to be great. It's a Converse Rubber Tracks recording, and you're going to enjoy it. Julie Rhodes, brand new stuff here on the Music Savage Show.
add our hell to my lips now, baby. Reveal the tears I was on my face, yeah. Oh, I would rather go blind, boy, than to see you walk away from me, yeah.
Thank you.
That's it. That's the Music Savage Show ending right there with Larcenist. Great track called Faithful from the Boston Band's 2013 album, Eager City, Patient Country. One of my favorite releases of that year. Tiger Man, whoa, up ahead of that. Sea Legs, and that's off the Lynn, Massachusetts band. Self-titled 2016 album. They'll be playing Porch Fest in Somerville. And the Porch, the Post-Porch Fest at Thunder Road. And you know, that's going to be May 13th, Thunder Road Show and Porch Fest. And they're playing with Julie Rhodes. And I just played you a brand new track from Julie Rhodes called I'd Rather Go Blind, new single. It's the Converse Rubber Tracks single from our Massachusetts' very own Julie Rhodes. Julie Rhodes Band will be playing some real Porch Fest, as I just said, Saturday, May 13th. And at Thunder Road later that night for the post-Porch Fest party. And they've just announced, well, they're going to be announcing their first European tour ever, ever, folks. That's really excited. Big things are happening for the Julie Rhodes Band, and we are very excited for her. All you have to do to check out those tour dates in a little bit, rootsymusic.sc. That's R-O-O-T-S-Y music.sc. And also, to hear that song again, we're going to be talking about it on Music Savage later today. Head over to julierhodesmusic.com to check it out. Again, her new single is called Rather Go Blind, comes out today, and it is simply fantastic. Good job, Julie Rhodes Band. All right, that's it, my friends. Thanks for joining me for another edition of Music Savage Show. Follow us on MusicSavage.com. And find us on Facebook at Music Savage and tweet us at Music Savage. And you can find me on Twitter as well, at Ryan D. Rules. That's it. Thanks for being out there in Radio Land with me. I've had a great time. Hope you did too. See you here next week. Music Savage Show ends now. Thanks, kids.